I think we've got 60 teams in it, 59, 60 teams. And we've got new teams in, and the odd one will drop out. But we seem to be doing all right. And the season's kicking off this Saturday, so we're hoping for get it all started anyway.
Yeah, now when we look at the... We'll start off maybe with the Brian McCormick Premier Division. Last year, Letterkenny Rovers, the winners in the end, I think by 8 points. They will be the team to beat again. But it is a very, very competitive league. And Eamon, I know you've been out watching matches already this season. And the quality, certainly in that top tier, there's a lot of good players out there.
Oh, they are. It's a tough, tough division. Like, Letterkenny deservedly won it last year, and they will be the team to beat. They've strengthened with a few players, and Shane McNamee and Simon McGlynn, like two quality players. I'm not sure who else they have, but every game, like, it will be tough this year. Like, I just see Donegal Town there last year. They came up last week, sorry, and they hammered Kelly Beggs, Cathars there. So it just shows you, like, you know, they've done well. I see they have a keeper this year as well. Mulroney's back. They're going to be a force, especially in their own patch. And Glen A down there, you get nothing for nothing down there. And unfortunately, Lagan, who come up as well, they won't be. They're not the pull out for whatever reasons. And the rest of them, yeah, they're, as you say, I was at that game last week, Chris, with yourself, Kelly Bay, or Keju and Kilmer Crennan. Keju looked very, very impressive the first half. And it wasn't the Kilmer Crennan I expected, but they came out the second half and showed what they're capable of. And actually went on and won the game. The standard's fairly good there now. It's a lot of good teams. They're all capable of beating each other on the day. But it's the consistency that Letterkenny always brings. That's what the other teams need to aim for. The likes of Bunnegee and them, they have to get that consistency if they want to challenge Letterkenny.
Yeah, and I suppose it's a bit of an old cliche, but in a league where it's vital not to lose too many games, you do need to hit the ground running. You need to get off to a good start, because if you drop points early on, you may never get them back.
Oh, that's it. That's it. And that's for both ends of the table. You know, you have to just get the points on board as early as possible. I know there may be some of the teams maybe hit with the Gaelic season still going on. I'm not overly sure if they are or aren't. I know there's a few teams knocked out over the weekend there. So, but for the top end, it's going to be fairly competitive, and a lot of them wouldn't have any Gaelic players involved. So the likes of Fannin probably would. Cagey, I don't think of very many. Letterkenny, Bunnegee, you know, they'd be okay. But no, all in all, it's going to be a ding dong battle again.
Absolutely. Then the second division, it's called the Temple Domestic Appliances Division One, the second tier in the Sunday leagues. Tam, you know, last year we had a great battle with Glenae United and Donegal Town to get promoted. This league, there's a battle at one end of the table to go up, a battle always to stay up at the other end of the table. Arguably, it's one of the most competitive. It's a tough league as well.
Well, the teams that drop down want to go up as quick as they can, and the teams that come up want to stay up or move up. So it's always going to be, as Eamon says, if you don't get the good start in it, your whole season can define on the first couple of games. If you don't get the start, you might not be up there. You might be fighting the relegation. And the way the league works, two go down, then there's a playoff. So everybody's trying to stay out the bottom three. And everybody wants in the top three. So there's no much room for error in that division. It's always been a tight one.
Yeah, and you've some big clubs there that, you know, have experience of playing at a higher level before. Your Swilly Rovers, your Castlefin, Celtic, Milford United, Gwydor United, clubs that maybe they feel that, you know, they should be in the highest division.
Well, you look at Castlefin, they got to the cup final last year with Rovers, and I think Rovers won it in extra time, so it tells you the standard that's in the division. The standard of the division was brilliant, and this year it's going to be no different. As you say, the teams you mentioned there, and there's other teams in it, it's going to be really good. So it could be very, very tight there as well.
Yeah, indeed. And then the Donegal Physiotherapy Division 2 was a great battle last season. Kerry, Keel and Convoy right pretty much to the end of the campaign. This, again, you know, if you look at some of the names there, Dromahill Celtic, one of the teams there who, of course, not that long ago were playing at a much higher level. And Eamon, sometimes a team in the lowest of the divisions can get a run together. They can get promoted and then go right through the divisions and up. We've seen that over the years on a number of occasions.
That's it. That's what happened in Ligon last year, I suppose. They went up to the Premier Division. Obviously, they pulled out since, but they went on a run the likes of White Strand too, that last year, I think they went 15 games unbeaten. You know, there only is 18 games in the division, you know, they made it a few draws, and that's what let them down. They almost got promoted as well, so like, it's all about who gets to be run at the end up. But you have to be there or thereabouts in the first place to get that run. So that's a very competitive division too, as well. And there might be a team, is there 11 teams in the bottom division this year maybe? I'm sure the structure is going to change or change some way, because there's only 9 in the top division, 10 in the second, and then 11. So they'll probably even all that out.
Yeah. And it came up at the AGM, Tam, that we've seen perhaps a shift, and this is to do with society and people's preferences again, that there's a lot of players who maybe would prefer to be playing on a Saturday. And long term, we've 3 divisions on a Saturday now and 3 divisions on a Sunday, but that could change in the future.
I know a lot of the boys in the Saturday, there's a good few that can play in the Sunday, and they're good enough for the Sunday, but it's commitments with their families that they prefer the Saturday. And no, I help out with Old Town Celtic and that, but there's other teams there, and I know there's boys that's very, very good, but they play in the Saturday because of the commitment with their families. And I know a few Sunday boys have come down this year again, I've been told. The Saturday league was started for the players that couldn't play Sunday, so that's actually coming back in now. If you can't make the Sunday, you're going to go on Saturday now.
And of course, it's important. You want to have as many teams out as possible. You want to be able to give people a game. Some of the clubs, they have the reserve teams. And Tam, you've seen, been around the grounds. It's great to see a lot of clubs have got a second pitch now as well, because one pitch for a lot of people with the training and everything and midweek stuff, you really ideally need your main pitch and a secondary pitch as well.
Well, I there's a lot of teams with the two teams, but a lot of these teams have got a great structure. They've got the other youths coming through and they're underage. So basically, they run the big clubs. You'd probably, it's like Rovers, Keju, teams like that, they all need the two, because they've all got youth teams that have to come through. And there's that much football at the clubs now, and the football in Donegal has come up big time lately. Everybody wants to, even the women's league, the girls' leagues. I've been following that, I go and see some of that, and that's a big hit as well. It's down to, everybody's getting attracted to it now.
And if we look even the last couple of seasons, Eamon, you look at the likes of Erne Wanderers, Ballyshannon, I know they've been in and out of the league over the years. They certainly gave Letterkenny Rovers a decent run in the Old Orchard Saturday Division 2 last year, but teams that wouldn't be traditional soccer strongholds, Fintown Harps had a nice little run in the Cup, of course. Then you have your likes of Copeny Rovers that, you know, keep plugging away, wouldn't have the biggest number of players to choose from. So it's great to see these areas represented.
Oh, definitely. And you could probably add Dunkinilly to that as well. Like, you know, Dunkinilly was a force in their day, and they're still keeping the show on the road, which is amazing. Like, you know, fair play to them, and they've got a couple of tankings, but they keep coming back to the table, which is great to see, and it'll turn for them in time as well. The teams you mentioned, I often look out for Funtown. I have a friend up there, and I see what they're doing, and it's underage structure as well. It's great to see. It's great to see football in those areas.
And Tam, you know, at the AGM, there was a number of motions down, plenty of lively discussion, and I think later on in the year you will have another delegate meeting to sort of look at, going forward, a possible restructuring of the league?
There's been a few suggestions. One of the suggestions that came up was for everybody to play Saturday 2 different times, like the Shone League. But I don't know, it has to, anything that goes through, it has to come through every club. It has to be voted on. Any restructure at all, it's not just the delegates. You have to have the full meeting and everybody gets their say. So it's more or less up to the 60 clubs.
Yeah.
60 teams. If they want to change, it'll change. If they don't want to change, we keep the same.
Yeah, and no harm to get the views out there. It's good to have the discussions. And from an FAI national point of view, no doubt you're pleased that we are going to stick with the season starting sort of August, September, and going through and ending up April, May, rather than that summer-based one.
I'm not 100% sure, but what I've heard is the main FAI Cups will run calendar. They'll start, but they'll run the calendar season. And it could be the same for Eamon with the Oscar Traynor. Now, I'm not 100% sure. I think the Oscar Traynor will start the same, but it's going to run calendar season. So hopefully Eamon will be there at the end anyway, so we'll all be running at calendar season. But for everything else, it didn't suit the Donegal League. It didn't suit the Nishone League. It didn't suit a lot of leagues in Ireland. But for us, we'd have lost a lot of teams. If all the teams had to go calendar season. And people can say Gaelic's not a big king in soccer. It is when you're fae the county Donegal and other wee counties, because you have 60 teams, you have to work with the Gaelic at the same time. I really think that the winter football suits us.
Yeah.
It suits most of the teams in it.
Well, that's a good cue to bring in Eamon on the whole Oscar Traynor side of things. Eamon, you're manager once again of the Donegal Junior League team for the Oscar Traynor. First of all, we're in a playoff again scenario here in Donegal. It'll be the Donegal League against the Inishowen League, and the winners get through to the next stage.
Yeah, from what I hear, is Kevin Monaghan are not taking part this year either, which is disappointing. But it is what it is. Like I say, they're us or Inishowen, and as always, there's nothing on it. Like, you know, we got the wee break last year. We beat them in penalties. Like, they have a lot of quality players as well. Like, so that's on the day, really, you know, over the two legs. But no, we're not sure when exactly it starts, but I don't think it'll make if it's a calendar year or not, it won't make a big difference to us, because last year we had to play two games before the end of January, and we played one before Christmas and one in January. So I think it'll work out all right. So whatever way they want to do it. I've seen in the show, actually, they've advertised for a new manager this year. Dermot O'Brien was there for 15 years, I think he told me. So whoever's coming in, hopefully we can reach out and see. Ideally for me, I would like to play it before Christmas.
What's the situation with regard to you bringing players together and selections? You'll have a couple of sessions and then maybe narrow down a squad?
Aye, well, like, we've done that last year, but like, we know the majority of the players out there now. Like, you know, we're probably coming in a wee bit blind last year, and that's why we had these games and give everybody an equal chance. And but we know the majority of the players that we want. And plus, there's a couple of new players coming to the league that we're probably keen to get a hold of as well. For instance, there, I watched that Cadieux Kilmacrenny game the last day. A few of the Cadieux guys stood out, especially the first half. And then I was looking up results to see Donegal Town with Ronan McHugh scoring a hat-trick there. So you just keep an eye on things they get and see where it brings them. Ronan couldn't join us last year because his work commitments down the country. So we'll see where people's circumstances is and what way it goes. And then we'll see at the time of year as to when we're going to get together. Like, if it's not going to happen in January, there's no mad panic. Normally we play a few friendlies against Irish League teams and go from there.
And what about your backroom team? Have you finalised yet who's going to be assisting you on the Oscar Traynor Cup side of things?
We haven't just finalised everything yet, but I'm meeting a few of them now within the next week. I'll just go over stuff and see how they feel about everything and see where it takes us.
Finally, Eamon, I mean, your overall thoughts on junior soccer in the county at the moment? Yes, it's a pity we don't have the intermediate soccer there anymore, but at a junior level, not just the Donegal League, but also the Inishowen League, Donegal very much on the national map.
Yeah, it's probably time now where Inishowen or Donegal League have a team in the FAI Junior Cup. Like, Cock Hill was in it a few years ago. They won it, actually. But it's time for the likes of, I could see Letterkenny, Bonagee, Cock Hill, maybe Buncrana, and Aylia as well. I think they're pushing hard as well. I'm sure there's other Donegal League teams, but it's time for hopefully one of them can get through and put us back on the map again, because there's plenty of good soccer players in Donegal. And it's time to win that trophy again, hopefully.
Yeah, well, hopefully so. And we wish you the best of luck in the Oscar Traynor Cup campaign. Tam, just rounding things off, at Donegal League chairperson, you'll have lots of administrative duties, and no doubt you'll be at the end of the season about to hand out a few trophies, and your own club, Old Town Celtic, will be fancied by many to collect a bit more silverware. Just one of the things that's come in the last few seasons, the FAI, the app that the teams use, that certainly worked out very well, and it's helping people get the fact you can see the lineups and get the details. So technology coming into the game, and it's a big plus.
It's a big plus for everything, Chris. Even with your suspensions, your red cards, everything comes up in it. And when you hit you got a red card, the boy can't play the next week, because automatically you're not allowed to play him in the system. So to me, it's a fair system, it's a good system, it's working for everybody. I've not heard many complaints about the only you'll get the odd complaint that some boy wasn't registered, but sometimes there's a glitch in the system that will take a boy off. But apart from that, I think the system's been great. It's worked for us, it's worked for most teams I know. When everybody's getting to know it now, they're starting to find it a lot easier.
And also, just to mention before we leave it, Ballyar, the headquarters for the Donegal League, there's been a lot of investment down there through the years, the floodlights, the stand, and more plans going forward.
Well, just after getting the fence all done around the Astro, we're picking away at wee things, you know, but there'll be plans there. And as I say, the only thing is try to go on forward, but depending a lot of grants and things like that. And if we get them, we'll push on with everything. And the new, I think, phase two, we're getting the gates put back on, so that'll be a big plus for everybody as well.